over us. And this morning, I want to share with you about preparing for a new day. Preparing for a new day. And I kind of thought the songs today were like, this is really good. She must have been listening to my sermon when I've been practicing it in my mind. Cynthia must have heard them and put all those songs into place. But anyway, that's pretty awesome. Matthew 9, if you want to turn there with me in your Bibles, or you'll see it on the screen behind me as well. And we're just going to read a short portion of scripture here. It says that Jesus traveled through all the towns and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. And when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And he said to his disciples, "The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields." Well, I think we all realize that there is a need today in our world and our nation as well for a move of God where people are brought back to the ways of God and have their lives turned around for good. You know, we see an increasing opposition to the gospel. We see persecution arising for those who are Christians. We see hatred towards the gospel. We even see Christians falling away. We see sin being glorified and righteousness being shunned. Jesus identifies some of those issues that would arise in our world and is telling us that we need to be prepared for those things because they will come. And Jesus gave us those words in Matthew 24, just one of those words that we see. There's many other portions of scripture that talk about it, but it says in Matthew 24, 9 to 14, it says, "You'll be arrested, you'll be persecuted, you'll be killed, you'll be hated all over the world because you're my followers. And many will turn away from me and betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and will deceive many people. Sin will be rampant everywhere, and the love of money will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world, so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come." See, Jesus was knowing that his time on earth was coming very quickly to an end. And he felt an urgency to get that gospel message out there. The Pharisees, religious leaders, they were already out for Jesus to discredit him, to destroy him. So Jesus was feeling an urgency to get his message out to as many people as possible. And that kind of goes along with his desire that he desires nobody to perish, but that everyone would come to faith in Jesus Christ. And so wherever Jesus went, he would preach and teach about the kingdom of God. The message was the same message that John the Baptist gave, that people were to turn from their sins and get right with God. And that's a message we still need to proclaim and to preach. And as you kind of look at all those verses and see, a lot of things that are happening in our world today, there should be an urgency within us. When we see passages of scripture that are talking about our society, and we're seeing literally that's fulfilled already today. We're seeing that today in our time. And so just as Jesus knew that his time was coming to an end, we ourselves need to be ready and feel an urgency to proclaim the gospel to as many people as we can and to take every opportunity that comes our way. And you look at our world, we see increasing anger, fear, deception, people growing cold in their faith, some leaving their faith, people being lovers of themselves, sin being rampant. We're living in serious times, and it should place in us an urgency to share about Jesus even more. And I know many of you have shared that you've been sensing an urgency inside of you. You've been sensing that, Pastor, man, I've just been feeling I need to go here, I need to go there. I've been taking opportunities to share my faith and to reach out to more people and even to lay aside some of these legitimate activities and a passion to do more for the kingdom. And that's something that, you know, it comes from God. Even people that respond to an altar call before there's an altar call. Like, that's cool. That's good. But I see many of you are doing that. There's something stirring inside of you. And I know many of you have expressed that to me, and that's more exciting than just hearing about it, but actually seeing that you are doing that. You know, many of us have expressed a deepening desire to get closer to God and to share again with our family, our loved ones. More people are praying, more people are sharing, more people are inviting, more people are getting serious with God. We're expecting more here in this church. We're calling out for signs and healings and miracles. And I hope you've noticed that there's that stirring in amongst you. It's not just coming from up here. It's coming from all around us. Many are sensing and are telling me they're sensing something new is about to happen. And that we're near a breakthrough, an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and that God is getting us ready for something big. You even saw that in the song list today, where Cynthia said, you know, I want to sing an older song, and talking about that a revival to come. Well, I didn't have a chance to talk with her very, very much this week, so Holy Spirit must have been doing the talking. And that's what we're finding all throughout the congregation, that we're hearing that Holy Spirit is doing the talking. I hear words from you, such as urgency. I hear about revival. I hear a number of you talking about, Pastor, I'm just feeling I need to shout it out because there's something that's stirring so strong inside of me. People are saying, I'm having a vision. I had a dream. Had a dream of a bigger church, Pastor. And God's going to do something new in the church in this area. And so there's a greater expectancy that I'm seeing in you. I'm seeing that rising up within you. And you're telling me, and I'm feeling very, very blessed as I hear that coming from you. But we should be taking note of that, that there's something stirring in the body of Christ. There's something stirring in this house that is calling us into a deeper and more vibrant relationship with God. You know, things may be looking bad in this society, but at the same time, we're sensing and seeing that God is still doing things. Because more and more people are encountering God. More and more new people are encountering God. There will be a harvest that will come to faith. Just as the Bible says in Matthew 24, that the kingdom is going to be preached throughout the world. And then the end will come. It's like God is giving one last opportunity for people to call out to him, make things right with him, and to see a harvest of people coming to faith in Jesus Christ. Our God is a gracious God. He gives people opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to get right with God. Because he really desires no one to perish, but that everyone would come to repentance and faith and Jesus Christ. And I don't know if you've also kind of noticed that you've been having more opportunities to share the gospel. That even though there can be some hostility out there, you're also finding at the same time that there's opportunities to share your story, to share the gospel, to tell others about Christ, to invite someone to come out to church with you, or to invite someone to come out to a Bible study with you. Opportunities are arising, you know, to share. Now, this week we did some funerals, and one of those places was out in Goodfish. It was in McRae, Elk Point, Ferguson Flats. I was in all those places this week and just sharing. But when we were out in the Goodfish area, it was really wonderful. I really felt very strongly supported by you and by our congregation. And it was also wonderful to see numbers of our congregation that were there and also participating in those funerals. And also just people being there to encourage, to hug somebody. And I tell you, it made those funerals a whole lot easier when the church was doing its job. Not just a pastor out there, but we as a church were doing that. It was, I tell you, it was really like a team effort, a family effort, and really, really thankful for that. But, you know, as you look at some of those things that are happening at our prayer meetings, we are seeing people come to faith in our prayer meetings at times. We're seeing new people come out to prayer meetings. We're seeing people that have never been in a church and never been in a prayer meeting come to a prayer meeting. That's pretty good. There's a bond of unity there, and we're seeing an openness with one another where everyone is very quick to encourage and support one another. And I've been kind of changing my thinking about what our prayer group is, and a lot of times I'm calling, you know what our prayer groups are? They're support groups. Because when people are coming, they're supporting one another, they're encouraging one another, and if someone has a difficulty that they're going through and they share, well, man, they're right onto them and praying, and I can just kind of step back and say, go to it. Like, this is wonderful. We are doing this together, and that's wonderful to see. I'm also hearing testimonies and answers to prayer from you, along with fresh encounters with God. And our youth group, still seeing new youth coming out on Wednesday nights, many who are unchurched. And there's some pretty good evangelists that are in our youth group. I tell you, man, they're great inviters. They get out there after people. They support people. They call up and check out how people are doing. There's some great evangelists that are rising up right in our youth and also in church too. But all that is to say that, you know what, God has to be up to something. God has to be up to something. Something new is on its way. And many of you are the ones declaring that yourselves. You're telling me that. You're telling me, you know, Pastor, there's something big about to happen. Well, we want that. We really do. We want to see new things happening in our church. Just like the scripture that was coming to my mind this week, I was even declaring it over Goodfish when we were speaking out there, that no eye has seen, no ear has heard what God has in store for us. There's some good things that are coming, good things that are on the horizon. So we're believing for a new day where we will see greater responses, greater encounters, greater salvations, greater testimonies, greater healings, and so much more. And already I'm seeing a greater excitement in you, even when you're entering in, even when you're singing as we come in here and worship the Lord together. You'd be surprised of how many visitors that come to this church. That's usually one of the first things that they say, that I can't believe that how the people sing in this place. There's an atmosphere in this place that I don't feel in other places. Pastor, you have something going on here. And we do. We got some awesome people that are entering in and worshiping the Lord and welcoming one another. And so I really believe a new day is dawning where we will see God move in greater ways in our midst. And as that day approaches more and more, I think there's some preparations and work that we need to do that we see in what Jesus was doing. In this passage of scripture, Jesus knew that time is getting short. And so there's some things that he was doing, and he's calling us out to do those things as well. And that's what I want to kind of look at here this morning briefly, just to encourage ourselves to prepare ourselves for a new day. Some things are going to be changing. Some things are going to be good. God's going to do some awesome things. So first of all, in preparing for a new day, we need to prepare ourselves for a greater boldness to share the faith, to reach the lost, those who do not know Jesus Christ. And that's what Jesus was trying to do, visiting village after village, getting that message out about the kingdom of God. You see that in Matthew 9:35. He said, Jesus traveled through all the towns and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. That was an important message for Jesus, and he felt an urgency about doing that, especially knowing that his time on earth was coming quickly to a close. And for us, we too need to be recognized of the days that we are living in and respond to the urgency that we're sensing inside of us. Not the urgency that people are saying, hey, you need to be urgent. A lot of you have been sitting there, an urgency that's coming from inside where the Holy Spirit dwells within us. So now is the time of salvation. Now is the day to serve the Lord, especially if we think of the nearness of the return of Christ. And that should be causing an urgency within us to reach out to people, to be praying for people that they may come to faith in Christ, or they may return to their faith in Christ. And that gospel, you know, it still requires repentance, still requires a turning from sin, a turning towards God, professing our belief in him and welcoming into our lives. All that is important, but the key is he Lord of your life? You know, sometimes we kind of stop because we're encouraged, well, someone, they now believe in Jesus. Well, we need to be encouraged in that. Well, you need to follow Jesus, and Jesus needs to be a Lord instead of yourself. And for some people, self is still Lord. And we need to get that place where Jesus is Lord of our lives. And Jesus himself, he fulfilled this commission. And before he ascended into heaven, he gave us that very same commission. And he tells us that in Matthew 28:19-20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And so we need to prepare ourselves to go and make disciples. Need to go and lead people to Jesus Christ and lead people to follow Christ in obedience. And that's so important. Get people into the Word of God. Let people see what the Word of God says, not just what people are saying or what the internet preachers are saying. Get them into the Word of God that they truly might know what God is expecting of them. That's part of our vision statement of our church, to reach out and raise up committed followers of Jesus Christ. And that needs to be important to us. And I know that more and more of you are doing that. I see you sharing. I hear the stories that you're telling me about having these opportunities to share about Christ, to pray with people, and to invite people out, to whether it's to a Bible study or whether it's to a prayer group. You're doing that. You really are. And I believe God is going to grant us a greater anointing and a greater boldness to do that even more. I really do that. I believe new opportunities will be coming our way that we can share our faith and encourage people of our world to start looking to Jesus. And I know some of you, they're already saying, Pastor, I'm already feeling that. Man, I've been doing that a whole lot more, and I've been kind of looking at myself and wondering, like, what's going on? What's happening? But there's something inside of you that's beginning to burn inside of you that you're wanting to share more with others about Christ. And I really believe there's going to be a greater release of boldness in that regard that's going to help us to reach more people than we ever thought possible. A fresh empowerment of the Holy Spirit to come upon us, just like it did on the day of Pentecost. Acts 1:8 tells us about that. It's a promise from God. He says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the very ends of the earth. So there's going to be a greater anointing be released. There's going to be a greater empowerment that's going to come to us to help us to reach our world for Jesus Christ. So keep pressing in. Keep growing deeper in your faith. Keep feeding that desire that's inside of you for greater boldness to share your faith more. Secondly, preparing for a new day. We need to seek a greater anointing to heal the sick. You know, healing was very common to Jesus, and it needs to become a place where it's common for us. And that's not necessarily so right now. Matthew 9:35 says, and he healed every kind of disease and illness. You know, healing is another area where I believe we need to raise the bar, seeking greater faith, greater anointing, that sick people will be healed. Because healing can be a great way to get people's attention and help people see that, hey, God is real. You know, great moves of God throughout history, first of all, they will involve mass conversions where many, many people will come to faith in Christ. But the other area that's usually affected is the area of healing. And we need to see more healing. And as we look around us, there's so much sickness, there's so much disease, there's so much death. And preparing for a new day, I believe that God wants to help us prepare ourselves to be used in healing, because healing is part of the gospel. We all should be doing it. James 5:14-16 says, are any of you sick? Call for the elders of the church. Come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. And such a prayer offering of faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Confess your sins to each other. Pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. You know, it's just not the leadership of a church to pray for you. The Bible says, pray one for another. Pray for one another that you would be healed. And thankfully, we have seen people heal. But kind of those bigger ones like cancer, you know, not as much. And however, you know, I've observed that inside of this church, I've been seeing this rising up in this year, a greater fervency and almost a sense, an anger to one sense that, look, I am tired of seeing people die of cancer. And, you know, I am observing that there's a greater fervency in here. More and more people are praying for faith. More people are getting determined. And I see that. I know in our prayer meetings there, I've seen how we've been really warring for some of these folks that have some terrible diseases. And I'm saying, okay, God, you're up to something. You're stirring something up here. People are getting in there and say, okay, I'm not giving up anymore. I'm not going to pray a one-time prayer. I'm going to pray every day. I'm going to fast. I'm going to seek the Lord because I am going to believe for miracles to start taking place in the body of Christ where it becomes commonplace, not once in a while, but commonplace. And I think God's getting us ready for that, preparing us for bigger miracles, bigger healings. And I just want to encourage you, keep pressing in there. That stirring is coming from Him. It's from Him. And so let's be obedient to that and believe God for greater things. Also to be asking God, I know there's the gifts of healing in the Bible. And so, Lord, pray into that. God, I want the gift of healing. God, I want to have the gift of miracles. God, I want to have the gift of faith. These are gifts that you say that you will give to us. And so the Lord says, seek the best gifts. Well, right now we're seeing we really need that gift in the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10 says, same Spirit gives great faith to another, to someone else. The one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles, another the ability to prophesy. I think we need to be pursuing the gifts of the Holy Spirit even more, that we really might truly represent our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and do what He did. You know, I keep praying this prayer. Lord, I want to see the blind see, the deaf hear, the sick being healed, even the dead being raised. And I tell you, this week when we had to do a funeral for an 18-month-old baby, I know that's what was on my mind. God, wouldn't this be wonderful, God, and that this child would be raised up instantly? Imagine what that would have done in that community, seeing that child be raised from the dead. It does happen in other parts of the world. I haven't heard it about happening in Canada. Well, we need to be praying more. Get ourselves that place to believe for those kinds of things. But believe that. Pray into that. Because a new day is rising. And I believe healing is going to be a part of that. So let's pursue a greater faith, a greater anointing that we can be used of God to heal the sick. Thirdly, in preparing for a new day, we need to prepare ourselves to have more compassion. Compassion is sympathy, but with a difference. Sympathy with the urge to help. Sympathy with the urge to act and get involved. Matthew 9:36 says of Jesus, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. You know, sometimes society has a way of doing and believing some foolish things. Sometimes our society can be very much like sheep, and they just keep following other people. They have no idea what they're really doing or why they're doing it. They're just, well, that's what everyone else is doing, so they just follow along and think, yeah, that's what the Bible's saying. There's like sheep without shepherds. They're just going and doing various things and not having a clue why they're even doing it. And even in religion, you can see people blindly following different practices. And when you ask, well, why do you do that? Well, I don't know. My parents did it. It's tradition. Or they don't even know what to respond because they don't know. And so they're following people. They're doing things, and they have no idea why. We need to be getting that message out there. Start being shepherds to people, leading them to truth, leading them to a place where they come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says so many people in our world today are like sheep wandering without a shepherd. They just don't understand. They just don't know what's going on. Well, we need to have compassion for them. We need something new to rise up inside of them. 1 Timothy 4, 1 to 2 talks about that condition. It says, now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly, in the last time, some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. And these peoples are hypocrites and liars, and their consciences are dead. And we need to realize there's a battle for people's minds that is going on today. We got so much information that is out there in our world today and just ringing all the time. And there's some pretty crazy ideas that come out from that. And even for Christians, sometimes they get caught up in some of these weird, weird theology things. Now, we could say, oh, well, you know, that's their own foolishness. That's their own fault. You know, oh, that's probably because they're being rebellious. Sometimes it's just people get caught up in busyness of life. Sometimes trials and tragedies, addictions, and other poor choices can lead them down roads that they never really planned to go down. You know, we can point the finger, we can criticize them, or we can allow a new compassion to start rising up inside of us with a desire to help them instead of criticizing them or pointing a finger at them, but rather a new compassion to reach out and touch them. I know talking with many of you again, you've been telling me that that's been happening to you. You've been telling me that certain things that used to really bother you or used to get a charge out of you, that all of a sudden you're finding like, that's strange, I'm not responding like I usually do. And that all of a sudden you're finding there's a compassion inside of you that's growing up. Again, that's God. That's God. And I'm hearing that from you. You're telling me that those things are happening inside of you, that you're noticing a change in your life, and you're not getting angry like you used to, or you're not kind of just dismissing people off, but suddenly there's a compassion for all the people around you, for people who are struggling, to people who are blind to the truth, who are blind to salvation. God's giving that. That comes from Him. And I'm grateful. I see that within you. I see those new desires within you to reach out and to touch others. And, you know, that's important for us. We need to realize that there's a battle out there. And that battle is not just individuals. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. There's some spirits out there that really mess with people. And so as Christian believers, we need to battle for other people. We need to bind those spiritual powers and to pray that, Lord, that the spirit of truth would come into their lives. And so this area of compassion is just one of those areas. And I'm hearing it again from you, that you're feeling a stirring inside of you of compassion for others, which is something Jesus requires of us anyways. It says, Luke chapter 6, 35, 36 says, love your enemies, do good to them, lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward for heaven will be very great, and you will be truly acting as children of the Most High. For He is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. You must be compassionate, just as your Father in heaven is also compassionate. And again, I am thrilled. I am excited to hear how many of you have been responding and telling me that something's changed inside of me, Pastor. Something has changed. And I think probably all of us here can probably say the same thing. Matter of fact, you know, I haven't thought of it, Pastor, till you spoke about this, that yeah, I am looking at some things differently. I'm not responding like I used to. And there's this greater passion for others. And for people that maybe have walked away from faith, or people have never heard about faith, and all of a sudden you're feeling this stirring inside of you. That's God. That's God. I believe He's stirring up a new compassion and preparing us to be more compassionate, to reach out to our world today. And then lastly, from this passage, he's talking about preparations for a new day. There's going to be a need of more workers. It's going to become more and more important to be team players rather than individual players. It's going to involve more prayer. It's going to involve more volunteering and getting involved. Matthew 9, 37, 38 said, Jesus said to his disciples, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who's in charge of the harvest. Ask Him to send more workers into His fields. You know, more people responding to the gospel is going to require, obviously, more work, more people to get involved to be part of that harvest and to help with that harvest. If suddenly this church was packed out, you know what? If you're thinking our staff can handle that, it ain't going to happen. They do a lot of work. I was very pleased with them this week where I was very busy, and they just took care of all the other things just awesome. And I was kind of thinking like, oh man, Lord, where do you start moving like this? There is no free time. You're owed all the time. But what's important? People coming into the kingdom of God. So God might be asking us to lay aside some of the even fun things that we do in life, some of the normal things that we do in life, to bring us that place that we might reach out and touch others for Jesus Christ. Because if we don't respond, then the harvest can be left in the field and it can rot and be destroyed. And we don't want that to happen. And you may have already been finding that God is changing some things in your life and in your heart that, and I'm hearing these words a lot of late too. There's just a lot of things right now, Pastor. It don't matter anymore. It just don't matter anymore. And I've heard that from a lot of you. I heard myself saying it as well. There's a lot, I don't care anymore. That don't matter anymore. What's important is what I'm doing right now for the kingdom of God. And so I know God is doing that among you. And I believe that God is wanting to stir that up even more in our lives. You know, we have a job to do to bring in the harvest, that we might reach more and more people for Christ. And part of that command is you pray about it. Start praying into that. Lord, God, I'm praying for new opportunities to reach my family members. We all have family members who don't know Jesus Christ. We need to be praying more about that. We need to be praying for more opportunity. You have friends that don't know Christ. Pray into that. Lord, give me an opportunity to share with my friends that they might know Christ. You might have a neighbor that doesn't know Jesus. Pray into that. Lord, help me that God, I'd have an opportunity to share Christ with that neighbor. Pray into that. Pray for more workers. Lord, we need some more workers in our church. And if you can't be involved, then pray that God sends somebody that can be involved. Lord, we need some more musicians. Maybe we need some more teachers. Maybe we need whatever it might be. Start praying into that. Lord, send them. Send them. And pray for that. New workers, new people, new talents, that they might help us to reach that harvest. So pray for your church. Pray for the workers in the church. And pray for more workers in the church. Because a lot of you are telling me of dreams that you're having. You're seeing a bigger church. Well, if you're seeing a bigger church, we need some more people that are going to be workers, bigger workers in our church as well. And so that's the second part of praying in that harvest. Be a volunteer. Help fill in the gaps and the weaknesses of the church. And it needs to be a we outreach and not a me outreach. I was listening to this sermon, and the guy was talking about reaching the lost. And he was talking about, you know, a lot of times we can do that as just as individuals, and we need to, as individuals, we need to reach out, share our faith. But he said, that's like fishing with a rod and reel. You're only going to get one here, one there. But if you come together, and as a church, you come together and you start reaching out, it becomes like a net. And that net comes out and scoops up many people. So you can kind of make a choice. Which way do you want to reach out to the lost? Use the net, or do you just want to keep using your rod and reel? We need to work together. We need to work together. And to me, that was so strong. I saw this week when we were in Good Fish doing a couple of funerals there, how that people from this congregation, I tell you, everybody was just working like they were all. Like, it was all planned. It was kind of funny. Somebody, Pastor, you know what? I shared the same scripture you did. I said that the night before. And just things like that. It's a we that we need to get back to. And you know what? I believe there's going to be so many new evangelists rising up in the congregation. From seniors right down to kids and youth. I already see it in our youth group. There's some evangelists in there. Man, they are fantastic about reaching out or talking to new people. Man, they're just doing a great job. And I only get to see a little bit of it. I try to sneak in to see a little bit of what goes on there, but pretty easy to see and what's going on and what's happening. But I believe God's going to raise up gifts of evangelists inside of us where all of a sudden there's a new boldness that we're just going to be reaching out to people and touching people. And, you know, there is a call that's going out today, more workers. And maybe we respond like the prophet Isaiah did. Isaiah 6:8, it says, "Then I heard the Lord asking, 'Whom should I send as a messenger to this people? Who will go for us?' And I said, Here am I. Use me. I know sometimes, I wouldn't be able, I'm not very good, and we have all of our excuses. All we just need to be is just do what God tells us to do. And just be willing. That's the biggest part of any ministry. Just be willing. Send me. I'm here, Lord. I'm here. I'm responding to that. And I believe that's the message that God is looking to us as we pray for more workers in the harvest field. Here am I. Here am I, Lord. Send me. It doesn't matter what your age is. Send me. Send me. So in closing, you know, many of you have mentioned that you're sensing a new day arising, where we'll see a greater response for the gospel, a greater release of signs and wonders in a harvest far bigger than what our church can hold. It's been kind of interesting. I've had numbers of people ask me, well, how many people can fit in your church? And I said, well, we can get a whole lot more. I said, we got about 260 seats that are out there presently. I said, but we have about 450 chairs. I'm not sure if we get them all in here. I said, but we can get more. We can make room. You know, we could have another service. We could have two services or whatever. And the interest that people are asking. But you know something? I've been very excited hearing from you what God is showing you. And to me, that's very exciting. So may we prepare ourselves. May we be there and say, God, give me more boldness. I need more boldness in sharing my faith. Maybe we're doing pretty good, but there's an anointing that could come that really helps us to go above and beyond in sharing the faith. Maybe to ask God, I'm praying for an anointing. I'm praying for some gifts that come from you in the regards to healing, because I want to see some people healed. I want to see the big stuff, not just the smaller things, which we do appreciate. I want to see some real big stuff start happening. Opening ourselves up, Lord, to be used of him in that area. Praying for more compassion. God, I want to have the compassion that you have for people. I want you to give me the eyes that come through you, that I see through you of what's out there. Because sometimes, you know, it can get all, our vision can get all messed up. And God wants us to see as he sees and to have more compassion. And then to be willing to be a part of the harvest. Avail ourselves to be part of a group of people. Reach out. I want us to be a net. I don't want to be using a fishing tackle anymore. I start using the net, throwing out a net and grabbing and hauling people in. See, I believe a new day is dawning. And we're going to see many of those things that we've been praying for and believing for. I close with a scripture that was on my mind all this week. I even expressed that when we were in Good Fish as I spoke over them. Believing that, you know what, I believe there's something good to happen over Good Fish in some of our indigenous communities. I really believe that. I really do. But I was declaring this, 1 Corinthians 2:9. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. God has bigger things in store for us. And he's preparing us for those bigger things. So I just encourage you, press in. Press in. And if you're here today, maybe you're new to all of this, or maybe you're new to this whole experience of church or faith in Christ. Well, you know, it's a real easy thing. All you need to do is come to Jesus. He knocks at the door of our heart and come in and say, Lord Jesus, I welcome you. I welcome you into my life. I ask you to come into my life. I ask you to come in and cleanse me of any sin, any wrongdoing, God, and come in and just clear my mind, my head, that, Lord, I can focus on you and experience you. God is doing something new. How do I know that? You're telling me. You're the ones that are telling me. I know God has been laying those things in my heart. I know that God has been giving me dreams and visions. I know that God has been causing people to come up to me and give me prophetic words and speak over my life. But greater than all of that is I'm hearing it from you. I'm hearing it from you. You're telling me that you're experiencing these things. And to me, that's the greatest excitement. That tells me we're at the dawn of a new day. Something big, something better is going to start taking place. Let's get ourselves ready.